So I just think it's important, I'm involved with a group of people, Extreme Energy Collaborative, who look at grassroots organizations all over the country who are working on extractive, the impacts of extractive industry. So it's uranium and coal and deep water drilling and gas, and often the invisible people who you kind of highlighted in this film are the people who are impacted by the extraction. So a lot of times when you talk about the safety of nuclear power plant, it makes invisible the not safety of the people who are, you know, mining and milling the uranium. And it goes through each of those issues. So I think one of our obligations is to hold up those stories, because so many people say, I never knew that. They're still mining uranium? Didn't that stop in the 1950s? I had a chance to go out to New Mexico and visit a bunch of communities impacted by uranium mining, and I brought back stories. People were shocked. So what I wanted to say, too, clearly we have to do the two things that you're all talking about. We have to say no to those extractive industries that are so negatively impacting communities, both who are affected by extraction, also by the power plants, and at the same time talk about alternatives, because those communities are generally the poor communities who have little alternatives. In, you know, in coal country and in Appalachia, you have the same, you know, the stories are so much the same. Well, if these coal jobs are gone, what else? But the coal jobs are also killing the people. So I think we have to say it's not one or the other, that we can't stop our negative campaigns to stop these things that are killing people, but we have to do them hand in hand with what are the alternatives, both locally in communities and on a bigger level. So
I agree completely. You have to address it from both sides. Unfortunately, the people who are highly invested in the death technologies are trying to stop you from knowing about the new technologies and have our elected officials in their pockets.